晚安。
Good evening。
我们一同打开雅各书第三章。
Let us turn to James chapter three。
今天我从第三节念到第六节。
I will be reading from verses 3 to 6。
我们大家打开雅各书第三章。
James chapter three。
我们从第三节念到第六节。翻到了以后，我们一同开声来读。雅各书第三章第三节念到第六节。对不起，我们从第七节念到第十二节。
7 to 12。
二三，各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族，本来都可以制服，也已经被人制服了。唯独石头，没有人能制服，是不仔细的偶物，满了害死人的肚脐。我们用石头送赞那为主、为父的。又用石头咒诅那照着上帝形象被造的人，颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来。我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。全人从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄吗？葡萄树能结无花果吗？咸水里也不能发出甜水来。我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray。
主啊，求你赐福今天的聚会，用主你的恩爱吸引我们到你的施恩座前，从你的话语领受帮助，成为我们随时的帮助。主啊，你自己用你的恩言，用你自身的真道来建立我们属灵的生命，建造我们的信仰，使我们有根有基，建造在你磐石的上面。也求主赐福给我们领受的真理，成为我们的信心，成为我们生活的动力。你听我们祷告，我们感谢赞美。愿主赐福今天讲的、翻译的、听的每一个人与我们同在。奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿门。我们上个礼拜在这里已经开始讲到关于舌头的控制的问题。
Last week we started talking about the control of the tongue。
这一段的圣经是全本圣经唯一的一章，全章重点就是讲一个字，就是舌头的问题。
This chapter is unique in the Bible because it is the only one with the main theme on the tongue。
为什么舌头是这么重要的呢
？Why is the tongue so important？
因为舌头是整个灵魂中间表达意念唯一的一个 出路。
The tongue is the only channel to which we will express our thinking and our thought process.
所以我们眼睛也可以把我们心里所想的表现出来。
Although we can express what we are thinking about with our eyes.
我们的体态也可以把心里面的一些的意念表现出来。
And our body language can also express what we feel.
只有口可以有系统的把意义的问题用原意义把它表达出来。
But only the mouth can systematically express meaning with language.
所以舌头讲什么话
，How your tongue would speak，
就决定这个人怎么样表现他心里面所存的。
Will determine how you express what's in your heart。
从一个人的话知道他的心是如何。
From the words of someone, we can tell how his heart is feeling。
一个伟大的人会讲出伟大的话语。
A great person will speak words of greatness。
一个宽宏大量的人格讲出宽恕的话语。
A generous character will speak generous words。
一个狭窄的心肠讲出狭窄的话语。
But a narrow-minded person will speak narrow-mindedness。
上帝造人的时候
，When God created man，
是按照他自己的形象样式造的。
He made us in His own image。
人是按照神的形象被造。
And we have image in His image。
所以人应当像上帝。
And so we should be like Him。
我们是不是只有上帝形象的那种功用的像呢？
But are we like him in functional terms?
我们应当有上帝本性跟属性的像。
We should be like him in his attributes.
我们的神是灵。
Our God is a spirit.
我们应当做个有灵性的人。
And so we ought to be spiritual.
我们的神是圣洁的。
Our God is holy.
我们应当做一个有圣洁观念的人。
And so we should have holy concepts.
我们的神是爱的。
Our God is love.
我们应当充满上帝的爱在我们的心中。
So we should be filled with the love of God.
这样只有上帝的形象。
Only the image of God，
而没有上帝的本质的这个模样。
If we do not have His attributes other than His image，
我们就不像上帝。
Then we cannot say we are like Him。
上帝造人的时候
，When God made man，
把人造成一个唯一能够明白意义的活物。
It is made as a living being, the only living being that can understand meaning。
人的一生对意义的追求。
And so in our life we seek after meaning，
就成了它内容的堆积。
And this is part of our content in our life.
你越明白上帝造人的意义。
The more you understand the meaning of God's creation,
囤积有意义的事情,
the more you absorb meaningful things in your life,
心灵里面的产业就丰富起来了,
the more heritage you have in your heart.
真正的意义从哪里去找到呢?
But where will we find true meaning?
真正的意义从上帝所启示的真理里面去找到。
True meaning can be found only in the truth as revealed by God.
上帝本身就是真理。
God himself is truth.
上帝借着启示他的真理，把他的意义向我们显明出来。
Through his revelation, he show us his meaning.
当我们真正在上帝的道里面找到意义的时候，
When we find God's meaning in his words,
我们的生命才有根基，有原则，才有真正的方向。
Our life will have a foundation, a principle, and a true direction.
那么当我们把这些对真理的了解讲出来的时候，
And when we express all this understanding of the truth,
我们所用的工具就是石头。
The tool we will use will be our tongue.
石头的重要性，
The importance of the tongue,
是成为我们全身的意义表达的唯一的出道。
It is because it's the only channel which will express meaning.
如果我们用的石头是恰当的，
If we use our tongue correctly,
那就表示我们内心里面有了怎样的意义的了解。
It expresses the way we understand meaning.
所以上帝造人的时候，
When God made man,
就把人造在一个能发音、能发言、能有意义表达的功能里面。
He made the human being to be able to speak.
这就是人与动物里面最大的不同的表达。
This is one of the greatest difference between the human being and the animal.
二十世纪结束以前，
Before the end of the 20th century,
有很多人试试看的证明，动物也有语言的。
Many people try to prove that animals have language.
但这件事也证明就感到越好笑。
But the more they try, the funnier it got.
因为动物虽然也有他们意念的表达。
Because while animals can express their instinct,
那永远不过是停止在那个本能的低级的层次里面。
It is at a very primitive and instinctive stage.
所以一只猫要讨人喜欢的时候，
When a cat tried to get your favor,
它的声音就喵，就是这样。
All you can do is meow.
但是一只猫要结婚的时候，
But when a cat wants to get married,
喵，就很不一样的。
所以 The call is different.
这是它的语言吗？
Is this language?
这是他的意念，也就是他有本能的功能的一个表达而已。
But this is just an expression of its functions.
所以不能把动物跟语言拉上关系。
You cannot link an animal with language.
凡是试干打破这个藩篱的人，
Those who try to break this barrier,
自己失去做人的尊严，
has lost their own dignity as a human being.
试干打破人与动物之间藩篱的人，
Those who try to break the barrier between a human being and the animal,
自己把自己与动物等量齐观，
is treating themselves on the same level as an animal.
神造人的时候，
when God made man,
人变成最尊贵的活物，
we become the living being with the most honor.
因为人有意义的追寻，
we can seek after meaning.
人有意义的这个推断机。
We can absorb meaning.
人有意义的表达。
We can express meaning.
所以这个表达就用舌头表现出来。
And we do it through our tongue.
所以你要注意你的舌头。
So be careful how you use it.
你讲什么话？
What you speak about.
一个人听的是什么？
Whatever we may hear.
他就会在心里面囤积、领受，可以吸收很多的东西。
We will keep it in our hearts and we will absorb many things.
一个人讲的是什么？
Where the things that we
speak about, 就表示他的程度，他的灵性到什么地步。
Expresses our spirituality and our standards.
所以中国人说言表心声。
So the Chinese say that our voice and our speech will express how we feel.
非常实在的一句话。
This is very pragmatic.
所以当上帝造人的时候，
When God made man,
就把声带的功用放在我们里面。
He gave us a voice cord.
啊，这个声带所占据的地方。
The space of the voice cord
是最后科学家研究所猿人的化石里面所没办法找到的地方。
Cannot be found in the fossils of the so-called early man.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
是进化论盼望告诉我们，这些猿人就是人类的祖先。
The theory of evolution tried to tell us that early man is our ancestor.
上帝故意留下他们的骨头给我们看见，根本没有发音的可能。
But the fossils show that there is no possibility of speech.
他们只可以咆哮。
They may be able to roar,
他们可以喊叫
or shout,
但他没有办法把意义表达出来。
But they cannot express meaning.
所以我们要为我们有发音的可能，有意义的表达，有舌头的功用，感谢上帝。
So we need to give thanks to God for the possibility of expressing ourselves through speech.
我有时候不明白，1170多章的圣经里面，为什么有一章专讲舌头的呢？
Sometimes I wonder why there's this one chapter among the 1,100 over chapters that talk about the tongue.
为什么不是一章专讲眼睛呢？
Why is there not a chapter on the eyes?
为什么有一章专讲耳朵的呢？
Or a chapter on the ears?
为什么有一章是专讲舌头的呢？
But one chapter on the tongue.
因为这个舌头的功用对别人的危害跟造福的可能性比其他的肢体还更大。
Because the tongue has greater possibility to help others or to hurt others.
当我们讲一句话的时候，
When we utter a sentence,
这句话如果是有造就性的性质，
If this sentence is constructive,
人就得到很大的帮助。
People will be helped.
当我们讲一句话有摧毁性的性质的时候，
But if it is destructive in nature,
人就得到很大的灾害。
Others will be harmed greatly.
所以这样言语的对别人的影响，
The influence of our speeches
是远远超过我们所有白体所以的功用，
far surpasses the things that other organs can do.
中国人说一言兴邦，一言可以败国。
The Chinese idiom says that a sentence can build a nation or destroy it.
一句话的无意中产生的影响力不是我们的想象可以完全了解。
The influence of a single sentence cannot be imagined by us.
许多时候我们在无意之中讲了一句话，
Sometimes unintentionally we will say something.
那句话像野火一样就燃烧整个树林都焚烧起来。
And that sentence like a spark of fire will burn an entire forest.
我们就说我不过是讲那句话罢了。
And we will say, well, I just utter a sentence only.
你讲罢了他就死了。
When you say that, other people may be hurt to death.
你讲一句他就荒废一生。
Just a sentence may destroy an entire life.
这个很可怕的事情。
It is very horrifying.
所以你说与其多讲话可能会讲出不如不说话免得讲错话。
And so you say better not say anything in order not to make a mistake.
但是呢不讲话本身就保证你不会做错吗？
But just because you keep quiet doesn't mean that you will not make mistakes.
你不做事就表示你没有做错的可能吗？
Just because you do not do anything doesn't mean that you will not make any mistakes in
your work. 圣经看法是更深一层的。
But the Bible look at it further.
所以你说我从来不做错事因为我没有做事。
You say, I have never made a mistake because I never do anything.
什么事都不做本身已经是错误。
Not doing anything it is wrong, it's already wrong.
因为圣经说知善不行就是罪。
The Bible says, knowing good and not do is sin.
你不行的时候也可能犯罪。
So if you don't do anything, you are sinning.
因为你不行以前已经知善。
Because before that, you already know what is good.
你知道这是好的。
You know that you should do this.
你不做就是犯罪了。
But you do not do it, so you sin.
只有消极的人说呢，确实处事戒多言，言多必失。所以呢，与其讲错话，不如不说话。
Only a passive person would say that I better don't say anything in order not to make a mistake.
那么那些一定要一直讲话的人就很有灾祸了。
And so those who are talkative will be in trouble.
像我这样一个人
，like me，
从年头到年尾一直讲话。
From the beginning of the year to the end，
每天一直讲话。
Every day I'm talking，
一讲就不能停。
I cannot stop，
讲一两个钟头还在讲话。
Sometimes for hours。
那么你要从里面找出文化的错误、词句的错误、观念的错误。你这个多得不得了。
You can find many grammatical errors in my speech.
那么这样我说主啊，为了我不犯错，我不讲到就算了。
And so I can say to the Lord, I better not preach so that I don't make a mistake.
这是完全消极的办法。
This is absolutely passive.
有一次有一个文学家
，There was a literature worker.
听一个
a writer，
这个布道家叫 Moody 讲道。
Was listening to Moody.
讲完了以后呢
，After the preaching，
这个文化的学者
，This scholar
是 grammar。Specialist
is a specialist in grammar.
那么他就到穆迪的面前来。
He went to Moody.
他说：“你讲一下，这么勇敢哈。
”He said, "You preach quite boldly."
你知道不知道？你刚才讲的那一篇道有28次文化是错的。
He said, "Do you know that in your entire sermon there were 28 grammatical errors?"
你已经犯了28次文化的错。
You made 28 serious grammatical errors.
所以对这个文化的专家
，He was a grammatical expert.
传道人讲到文化错的是很大的干犯。
So to him, when a preacher preaches and there's grammatical error, it's a very big problem.
你的文化不好，你还敢这样的28次错，你知道不知道
？He said, "You have made so many mistakes and you dare to preach."
我不知道，如果你听见这句话，你怎么回答
？I don't know what you will say in return.
你不要吹毛求疵啊。
Well, you say, why are you going for the minor details?
你一定要注意上帝的道，我重要是道，不是文化。
And the important thing is the word of God, not the grammar.
可能你说呢？ 我大概没有这么多，你大概是讲的太多了。
Or maybe you tell him that you have counted wrongly, maybe not so many mistakes.
但是穆迪怎么讲的？
But Moody said,
穆迪很谦卑的。
He was very humble.
他说难道只有28次吗？
He said, cannot be only 28.
一定是多的，你没有注意到。
There must be more than 28 errors.
所以他说一定多过28次。
Must be more than 28.
我知道我的文法不好。
I know I'm not good in grammar.
我知道我的教育不够。
I know I'm not highly educated.
我知道我的词句用的不好。
I know I'm limited in my sentences.
至少我尽我的力量为主做的工作。
But I try my best to work for the Lord.
请问你为主做了什么？
My question to you is, how much have you done for the Lord?
穆迪对这个人回答是非常好的。
And this was a good answer.
今天我们是不是戒多言，免得犯错，所以不讲话呢？
Today are we doing the same thing? Are we keeping quiet so that we will not make mistakes?
今天是不是为了防备不做错事，所以不做事呢？
Or we are not doing anything in order not to make any errors.
这不是基督徒应当有的态度。
This is not a Christian attitude.
我们应当有的态度。
The correct attitude.
就是尽量做到最好。
Is to try our very best.
尽量避免错误。
To try to avoid errors.
尽量多讲话。
To speak more,
只讲造就人的话
but only constructively.
这样我们就可以控制我们的舌头
In this manner, we will control our tongue.
因为上帝创造我们的舌头
When God created our tongue,
就是把意义表达出来
It is for us to express meaning.
把真理表达出来
To express the truth.
把帮助人的话讲出来
To have words of encouragement.
把建设性的提议讲出来
To constructively give suggestions.
把建设性的批评讲出来
Constructive criticism.
只要你的心是存着建设性的动机
If your motive is constructive in nature,
让你好好控制你的舌头讲应当讲的话
and you control your tongue to speak words you should speak
那么你与人的关系就可以建立起来
you will be able to build relationships
你可以避免那些不必要的对别人的危害
and avoid harm to others
这就是控制舌头这就是制服舌头的这个道理
this is the teaching of control of the tongue
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters
人最怕的就是那些洪水、猛兽、天灾、人祸，那些危害自己的事情。
We are afraid of national a natural catastrophe like the flood, like the animals or earthquake.
这些也是对我的危害，是外面来的。
But these threats are external.
这些天灾人祸对我们的危害是从外面来的。
These natural disasters are external in nature.
所以我们试看自己克服他们。
We try to overcome them.
这雅各书说什么呢？所有的猛兽，人都可以制服它。
James says all kinds of animals can be subjected.
我们已经制服他。
And we have already tamed them.
只是没有人能制服他的舌头。
But no man can tame the tongue.
那我请问，我们怕外来的灾祸，为什么我们没怕我们身上的灾祸呢？
My question is, we are afraid of external disasters, but why are we not afraid of the internal disasters?
这个舌头比那些猛兽更可怕。
This tongue is more frightening than the wild animals.
因为猛兽只能吃掉我们的肉，吃掉我们的肉身。
The wild animals may devour our physical body.
但舌头可以败坏人的灵性。
But the tongue can damage a person's spirit.
舌头可以毁坏人的人格。
And destroy a character.
舌头可以扑灭人生命的火。
And the tongue can extinguish the fire of life.
所以我们应当惧怕我们的舌头带出来的灾害，过于惧怕猛兽对我们的危害。
Therefore, we should fear the disaster that the tongue can bring more than the disaster that wild animals can bring.
舌头像猛兽一样。
The tongue is like a wild animal.
是非常难制服它的。
Very difficult to
take. 这两个基督讲了一个绝望的话语，没有人制服过他。
James seems to have a word of utility. No man can tame the tongue.
如果没有人可以制服过他
，If no man can tame the tongue，
那么一个人制服他的舌头的力量是从哪里来的
？Where will we find strength to tame the tongue？
这一定不是从自己来的。
It cannot come from within.
一定是从上帝那里。
It must come from God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
人失败因为听错话。
We often fail because we hear the wrong thing.
人害人因为讲错话。
We harm others because we say the wrong thing.
亚当夏娃应当听上帝的话语。
Adam and Eve should have listened to God.
结果他们听了魔鬼的话，过于注意听上帝的话语。
But they listened more to the devil than to God.
那么他们再讲的时候
，But when they expressed themselves,
就讲出了不合上帝心意的话语。
They said things that were not pleasing to God.
这个人类在出肉两方面的灾害。
This is the disasters we have in the coming in and the going out.
从外面进来的不是真理的东西。
We absorb things from external that is not of the truth.
破坏我们的灵性，破坏我们的信仰跟人格。
And it harm and damage our spirituality and character.
当我们讲出错误的话语的时候
，But when we say the wrong thing,
我们就 败坏别人的信仰，败坏别人的信，败坏别人的人格。
We harm the faith, the character, and spirituality of another person.
所以我们对舌头的控制
，the control of the tongue，
应当成为我们人生的重要的责任之一。
Should become one of the most important responsibility for us.
因为诡诈的舌头
，a tongue of deceit，
阴险的舌头
，a tongue of evil，
要用剑把它射透
，must be pierced with an arrow.
因为讲诡诈的话语。
Because when you say things that are
deceitful 的话语
or evil,
是上帝所憎恶的事情
God will be greatly displeased.
今天教会里面许多的事情
There are many things in the church today
是本来可以不必发生的
should have been avoided.
可能后来真的发生了
But many things happen.
不过是因为有一些人的舌头不谨慎所产生的后果
Because people are not cautious with their tongue.
今天教会里面有许多的事情
Today many things in the church
本来应当阻止的
Should have been stopped.
但我们没有足够的勇气去阻止它。
But we do not have the courage to stop it.
就让这些败坏的事情传流下去。
And we enable the decadence to go on.
造成了整个教会受的损害。
To create harm to the entire church.
保罗说有一些人。
The apostle Paul says.
哀家闲游。
Some people go from houses to houses.
专讲流传那些没有用的话语。
To spread rumors.
这些人是很可怕的。
These people are horrifying.
你把一句话讲成另外一个样子。
They misinterpret a sentence.
把另外一个词句代替原有的词句。
And change the original sentences.
结果呢，使人整个观念完全混乱了。
In the end, it confuses the concepts by people.
这些传话的人。
These people that spread rumors.
制造基督徒与基督徒之间的纷争。
Create difficulties between Christians.
加添信主的人与信主之间的仇恨。
And add hatred between believers.
我们一定要注意这样的人。
We must take note of such people.
哀家闲游专讲闲话的人。
Those people that go from houses to houses to gossip.
是整个教会最可怕的一个危害。
Is one of the most frightening threat to the church.
所以圣经告诉我们
，The Bible says，
这种人呢、啊、
，These people，
他们终身学道学不明白
，They learn the word all their life but would never understand。
他们好的东西听不进去
，They cannot absorb good things。
坏的话语止住不了
，And cannot stop bad words。
听的真理听不明白
，They cannot understand the truth they heard。
讲的话都是危害别人
，But they speak all the evil to others。
一言既出，驷马难追。
Whatever you say, you cannot take it back.
有许多的人以为他讲的话就这样算。
Many people take speech lightly.
想不到讲的话变成很大很大的灾祸。
But their words often create great harm.
当他揪的时候
，When they are awakened to this,
他觉得我不过讲讲罢了。
They say, "Well, I just said this for it."
我没有什么意思的。
I didn't mean anything.
就表示他对人生、对人与人之间的关系的修养太肤浅了。
It means that this person is very shallow in his life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你有什么东西是没有办法收回来的
？Are there things that you cannot retrieve?
政府里面
，in the government,
皇帝的命令。
The command of the emperor.
如果还没到达的地方
，if he hasn't reached a certain place,
你还可以把它收回来的。
You can still retrieve the command.
讲的话传出去以后
，but after you say something,
你很难收回来。
It's very difficult to take it back.
如果一个人带一个信息
，if a person is a messenger,
后来呢发信息的发现，这个信息写错了
，and the person that gave the message discovered there was an error.
怎么办吗？
What will he do?
有快马加鞭去追那个人。
He will try to chase for the messenger.
那个信息被传开的时候，已经没办法收回了。
But if the message has been spread, you cannot take it
back. 那么有什么办法去追回来呢
？How would he chase it back?
你不知道他走哪一条路。
If you do not know where he went,
多派几个人到不同的路去把他找回来。
You will send many people to try to get the messengers back.
一个错误的话语。
But a word that is wrong.
你发出去的时候
，Once you speak of it,
一言既出，驷马难追。
You cannot even chase it back.
你就没有办法挽回那个可能产生的危害。
You will not be able to retrieve the damage that you will do.
所以，一个真正敬虔的基督徒
，a Christian that is truly holy，
应当明白怎样勒住自己的舌头
，would understand that he need to control his tongue，
自己的口里有
，and have a covenant with his mouth。
我只讲造就人的话。
I will only speak words that are encouraging.
我只讲良善的话语。
Words that are good.
我只讲祝福的话语。
Words of blessings.
我只讲荣耀上帝的话语。
Words that will glorify God.
我只讲讨上帝喜悦的话语。
Words that will be pleasing to God.
我只讲以真理符合的话语。
Words that are in accordance to the truth of God.
我只讲建造信仰的话语。
Words that will be constructive in faith.
那么你把这些的东西把它归纳起来。
When you summarize all these things,
你就是做真理的见证人。
You would become the witness of the truth.
你是做人格的建造人。
a person that builds characters.
人无论在什么地方遇见你，
wherever people may meet you,
听你一番话，就灵性被振奋起来。
When they listen to you, their spirituality will be encouraged.
与你谈一段时间，
when they are able to have a conversation with you,
信仰的火就燃烧起来。
Immediately, the fire of their faith will be burned.
生命的价值就建立起来。
And the value of their life will be built up.
困苦的时候，他得到释放。
In suffering, they will be released.
在绝望的时候得到盼望。
In despair, they will find hope.
在软弱的时候得到刚强。
In weakness, they will be strengthened.
你就成为真理的见证人。
You will then become the witness of the truth.
人一生最大的财富就是吸收真理。
The greatest wealth we can have in our life is to absorb the truth.
人一生最大的财富就是拥有真理。
The greatest wealth we can have is to possess the truth.
人一生最大的贡献就是传扬真理。
And the greatest contribution we can have is to spread the truth.
当你把真理收纳到你内心的仓库的时候，
when you bring the truth into the storeroom in your heart,
你就可能成为有丰富的人生的人。
You will then live an abundant life.
当你把真理的恩典传出去的时候，
and when you spread the grace of the truth,
你就成为生命的出口。
You will become the channel where life comes from.
你就成为真理的见证人。
The witness of the truth.
求主给我们有这样的目标。
May the Lord give us these goals.
重新整顿我们的人生。
That our life will be realigned.
重新建造我们口应当讲的话语。
And then we construct the words we are about to speak.
使我们可以荣耀上帝。
That we will glorify Him.
使我们可以帮助别人。
That we will help others.
使我们活着更有意义。
That we will live a more meaningful life.
所以圣经告诉我们，
The Bible says,
所有的猛兽人都可以制服。
All the wild animals can be tamed.
而且人已经制服了。
And people have already tamed.
只是人的舌头，没有人能制服他。
But no man can tame the tongue.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
上帝造万物的时候，
When God created all things,
是为人而造的。
He was created for us.
上帝造人的时候，
and when He made us,
是为神自己而造的。
He made us for Himself.
所以上帝借着他的道创造了诸世界。
God created the whole world by His word.
又借着道创造了能明白道的人。
And by His word, He created human being that can understand His word.
神与宇宙中间，
between God and the universe,
创造的媒介就是道。
The medium of creation is the word.
在人与神的关系中间，
and in the relationship between man and God,
中保的位分就是道。
The intermediary is the word.
当人与万物之间的关系，
in between the human being and all other things,
控制的权柄是借着道。
The controlling factor is the word.
人与人之间的交往，
the communication between human being,
贵个祭之间的关系是借着道。
Between personhood is also through the word.
所以我们一定明白真理。
We need to know the truth.
吸收真理。
Absorb the truth.
传扬真理。
To preach the truth.
思考真理。
And to talk about the truth.
这样我们或者就成了有个有意义的人了。
And then our life would be meaningful.
这样的人就像上帝。
A person like that is like God.
因为上帝是按照他的形象创造了人的。
Because God has created man in His own image.
就像雅各书怎么讲呢？
And then the book of James says.
他说呢，我们用舌头颂赞那为主的。为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着上帝的形象被造的人。
With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness.
这表示一个人他没有注意舌头功用的时候。
It means that we are when we're not careful about the function of our tongue.
只有原始功用的发挥，而没有意义跟这个真理的选择。
We are only expressing how we think, but not about the meaning.
所以我们用我们的舌头。
So when we use our tongue,
因为我们是会讲话的人。
Because we can speak.
但问题不是你会讲什么话。
The problem is not whether you can speak or not.
问题是你讲的是什么意义的话。
The question is what is the meaning of your speech.
今天的许多许多，甚至是基督徒，很久基督徒的人。
There are many people, including people who have long been Christians.
他们都会为上帝给他们的恩赐而骄傲。
They can be proud over the gift that God has given to them.
他们没有为恩赐应当负的责任而谨慎自己。
But they are not cautious towards the responsibility for these gifts.
因为这里有一把刀。
If there is a knife here,
我不能单单因为这把刀很利，所以我很满意。
I cannot be satisfied because it's a very sharp knife.
因为利的刀可以切肉切菜，也可以切你自己的手指。
A sharp knife can cut meat, but also can cut your own fingers.
你自夸你的刀多利。
If you boast about how sharp it is,
你没有注意你的刀是在谁的手里做什么用的。
And you're not careful who is holding the knife or for what purpose.
那是很危险的事情。
It will be very dangerous.
刚才我坐飞机的一个人跟我坐在一起，他讲一句很好笑的话。
Earlier in the plane, there was a person beside me who said something very funny.
他是美国一个 John Haggard 的。
He said in America there's this guy called John Hagai.
在新加坡也有 Hagai Institute， 我在里面教过书。
In Singapore there's a Hagai Institute and I've lectured there before.
他不能召集全世界最有盼望、有潜在能的领袖来在他的中心做训练。
He called upon all the great leaders of great potential to be trained in his center.
他也曾经跟美国的政府合作，派一队的人到中东去打仗。
He has also worked with the American government to send people for war in the Middle East.
那么为什么说他讲的话很好笑？
Why do we say the things he said was very funny?
当这些军人上去的时候，
When these soldiers went there,
他们都要带着枪，
They all have to have a rifle.
都要带着子弹，
And bullets.
把真正的武器带到飞机上去，
To bring weapons on the plane.
很奇怪的， 当他们过了 X-ray 的时候， 指甲刀要丢下来。
But when they go by the custom,
哇，你讲完他就笑了，对不对？
They go by the custom. The custom demand that they get rid of the nail clippers.
小剪刀要丢下来。
To throw away the little scissors.
那些小小的螺丝钉都要丢下来。
And also small sharp objects.
所以他背后说，这个一个制度是怎样的制度呢？
So what sort of strange system is this?
真枪实弹带上飞机，指甲刀要丢下来。
You can bring the weapons and the bullets on the plane, but you got to get rid of your nail clippers.
他是去打仗的。
They were sent for a war.
去打仗一定要带武器去。
Of course, you have to carry weapons.
但是飞机公司决定上飞机都要把指甲刀拿下来的。
But the airlines have decided for security, you got to get rid of your nail clippers.
就像呢，骆驼吞进去，猛虫立出来了。
This is
camel.
Oh, like
follow up.
Swallow one.
然后呢，把猛虫啊、小虫都要露出立出来。
Oh, it's swallowing the camel, but filtering out the tiniest little
worm. 这是耶稣所讲的话语。
This is the word Jesus Christ said.
今天我们也是如此。
This is the way we are today.
我们有一个可以讲道的石头。
We have a tongue that can preach.
这是非常伟大的一个武器。
It's a great weapon.
你的石头讲的什么话？
What your tongue would speak of would decide even life and death issues.
但我们今天的这么伟大的工具，我们讲的是那些没有重要的、这芝麻绿豆到的小事情。
But with such a great gift and great tool, we always speak of trivial things.
这个很可怜的事情。
This is something very sad.
你知道不知道你一生讲了多少话吗？
How many words have you spoken in your entire life?
你一天讲了多少句吗？
How many sentences have you uttered every day?
你一天讲了多少句里面呢？有几句是真正有意义，是神要你讲的话语。
And among all these things that you've spoken of, how many of which is pleasing to God?
其他所讲的根本是可有可无，毫无相干，是没有荣耀上帝的话语。
And many other words are things that are unnecessary and are not glorifying to God.
一个做生意的人，
a businessman，
他有多少钱？
Will count the money.
他要懂得尽量把他所有的钱投资达到最大的果效，他才是一个有效的生意人。
And we will know to invest the limited resources to get the greatest reward.
我想这些事情我们大家都明白。
We all know about these things.
How to get most from the least?
怎么样用最少的赚取最多的投资？ With the least investment,
得到最大的利益。
We want to get the greatest return.
最少的金钱，
the least money,
赚回最多的利润。
We want to earn the greatest revenue.
这个叫做聪明的生意人。
We say this is a very good businessman.
这个叫做很有智慧的人。
With wisdom.
但我们在这些物质的事情上，物质的事情上好像很聪明。
We are very intelligent on these materialistic things.
灵性的事情，我们实在太不聪明了。
But on spiritual matters, we are dumb indeed.
我们的舌头造就人的可能性多大？
There is great potential to help others with our tongue.
我们不去用它。
But we will not use it.
我们不去投资。
We will not invest in it.
讲的都是那些芝麻绿豆到可有可没有的那些小的事情。
And we often speak of things that are so trivial that they are unnecessary.
我们头脑可以装的东西多少？
There are many things that go into our mind.
但我们每天都装的那些没有重要的事情一大堆。
But we fill it with things that are rubbish.
结果很多的人，
That in the end, many people,
死以前，
before they die,
他发现应当做的事，他都还没有做，现在要死了。
They discovered that the things they ought to do, they have not done, and they are about to die.
一生做的半死的，都是不需要做的事情。
And they spend their entire life doing things that were not necessary.
你想，这个人离开世界的心里会平安吗？
Will this person leave the world in peace?
照样，我要问你。
I will ask you the same question.
上帝造你，
God has created you.
有石头，
with a tongue.
跟动物不一样的，
different from the animal.
你会讲话，
you can speak.
你会表达意义，
you can express meaning.
这一生开口讲了多少话？
How many sentences have you spoken in your entire life?
这一生应用了多少这个潜在能？
How much of this potential have you made use?
你所讲的到底是什么？
And what have you spoken of?
你所讲的到底多大的价值？
How much value are there in the things you say?
在千千万万句的发言中间，有几句话是跟真理发生关系？
In the millions of things that we have said, how many of which is related to the truth of God?
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
给我们不要单单欣赏所领受的恩赐而夸口。
That we are not boastful about the grace that we receive from Him.
要从领受的恩赐应当发挥的功用，对上帝应当负的责任而战兢。
But we should tremble in fear because of the responsibility we have for the talent He's given us.
因为恩赐的源头，也就是审判的主。
Because the source of this talent and gift is also the Lord of judgment.
施恩的人要去问，要向他尽责任。
The person that gave us His grace demands responsibility.
多少女子因为她的美貌而骄傲。
Many women are proud because of their beauty.
但是不是因为她的美貌而感谢上帝。
But they don't give thanks to God.
有多少的男的因为他的聪明而骄傲。
Many people are proud because of intelligence.
但是不因为他的聪明要向上帝负责而战兢。
But they are not trembling in fear for the responsibility of their intelligence.
有多少因为体壮，身体强壮而骄傲。
Many people are proud of a healthy body.
却没有思想到他身体强壮。 到底做了多少帮助人的事情？
But they never thought of what they have done with this healthy body of theirs.
今天我们以为我们的口才而骄傲。
We are proud because we are articulate.
我们却没有为我们的口才讲错话要受审判而恐惧战兢。
But we do not tremble in fear because of the judgment that will come because of the things we say.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们领受的一切。
All the things we have received are from the grace of God. All the things we receive must be accountable to God. All the grace that we receive must result in a responsibility where we will try our best to use them. When God gave us His grace,
多给谁就向谁多要。
The more He gave, the more He will demand of us.
少给谁就向谁少取。
The lesser He gave, the less He will demand of us.
他给你思想功能。
He gave you the ability to think.
他给你美貌。
He gave you beauty.
他给你强壮。
He gave you health.
他给你青春。
He gave you youth.
他给你讲话的口才。
He gave you articulation.
他给你智慧。
Wisdom.
他给你恩赐。
Talents.
这不是要叫你做夸口的工具。
All these are not for you to boast.
要叫你作为侍奉主，能够荣耀主，造就人的一个本钱。
But that there will be tools where you will serve God and glorify Him and be of benefit to others.
我们都要站在上帝面前向他交账。
One day we will all stand before Him and be accountable to Him.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
用我们的口颂赞主。
That we will use our tongue to worship Him.
用我们的口传扬真理。
To preach the truth.
用我们的口做见证。
To bear testimony.
用我们的口来造就人。
And to be helpful and encourage others.
这个雅各怎么讲呢？
And James says,
他说各样的走兽都已经被驯服了。
All sorts of animals have been tamed.
只有狮头。 没有人能制服他。
But no man can tame the tongue.
是一个不仔细的恶物。
It is a restless evil.
满了害死人的毒气。
Full of deadly poison.
我们用舌头颂赞那创造的主。
With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father.
我们又用舌头咒诅。 按照上帝形象所创造的。
And we curse men who have been made in God's image.
这里就告诉我们，我们不应当如此做。
This tells us this is not what we should do.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为一个口。 只有一个舌头,
there is only one tongue in your mouth.
一个舌头应当只有一个功用。
There should be only one function.
这个功用什么功用呢?
What sort of function should it be?
善的工具,
to be a tool for good.
真理的见证,
to be the witness for the truth.
好的事情的出口,
for good things.
所以只有祝福, 没有咒诅。
Only blessings but not curse.
一个人如果充满咒诅,
if a person is filled with curses,
充满仇恨,
filled with hatred,
这个人心中一定没有喜乐。
There will be no joy in his heart.
一个人充满自私,
a feel of selfishness,
充满恶毒,
filled with evil.
这个一定心情充满捆绑,
that his heart will be bounded.
所以圣经说喜乐的心便是良药。
The Bible says that a heart of joy is good medicine.
清心的人必得见上帝。
The pure in heart shall see God.
今天我们许多时候说我们盼望看见上帝, 上帝怎么会 向这些肮脏污秽的心情的人显露出自己。
We often say we want to see God, but God will not be revealed to people who are evil in their heart.
清心的人必得见上帝。
The pure in heart shall see God.
当我们的心干净的时候，
when our heart is made pure,
我们专一侍奉上帝的时候，
when we are focused on serving God,
无论做什么事只有一个清洁的动机的时候，
if whatever we do we have a pure motive,
我们就亲眼看见神的同在，
we will see the presence of God with our eyes,
看见神的赐福，
the blessings of God,
看见神的带领，
and how God would guide us.
既然你开车的时候
when you are driving,
为什么下雨天的时候你会开得慢一点呢？
Why do you slow down when it's raining?
那是两个原因。
There are two reasons.
因为下雨天的时候路比较洼。
The road may be more slippery.
开车比较有可能撞车，比较有可能出事情。
There may be possibility of an accident.
第二原因呢？
The second reason.
因为开车的雨水挡住你的玻璃。
Because the rain has blocked your view.
你没有办法看见前路，前景看得很清楚。
You cannot see in front clearly.
所以呢，你汽车一定装有这个什么东西啊 ？Wiper.
The car will have the wiper.
中文叫做什么？
扫水器，
扫水机啊，
扫雨器，
扫雨器啊
，rain wiper，
应该说接近玻璃窗的气比较清楚，对不对呢？因为扫雨，雨在哪里你没讲出来，所以你把这个 wiper 开起来的时候呢
，when you turn on the wiper，
你就是接近你的视线
，you clean your vision，
接近你的前景
，you clean the vision ahead，
无论你开多么好的车
，no matter how good the car is，
我告诉你。
My question,
当下大雨的时候
when there's a heavy downpour,
wiper 坏了你一定没办法走
and your wiper is damaged, there's no way you can move.
我就发生过这样的事情
This happened to me.
因为我这一生自己立志永远不买新车
I made a determination not to buy a new car.
因为新车跟旧车价钱差那么多
The price difference between a new car and an old car is very very big.
传道人不可以花太多钱买新车
The preacher would not want to spend too much money.
所以有个人说为什么你唐牧师用 Mercedes 300亿这么好的车
People say, Dr. Tong, you're driving Mercedes 301.
我说冤枉我啊
I say you are mislining me.
我这部车卖出去大概是$7,000.
If I sell the car, it's only worth $7,000.
买一个小小日本车就两三万美金
A Japanese car will cost tens of thousands.
但虽然我买旧车，我一定买好车。
But although it's old car, it's a good car.
因为你的新车到哪里去，人家叫你去 park 我的 Mercedes 到人家替我开门。
Wherever I go, people open the door for me.
虽然十五年了，还是威风在那边。
Although it's a 15-year-old car, it looks very grand.
那我因为买过的旧车，有一个是 wiper 坏了。
One of the cars I bought had a damaged wiper.
那一天呢，我怎样开快也没有办法。
On that day, I could not speed.
我只能慢慢开，慢慢开。
I can only move slowly.
因为雨水冲下来的时候
，When there was a downpour,
整个景致完全不清楚了。
The screen was completely blocked.
所以慢到一个地步呢。
It was so slow,
好像老人家走路一样。
It's like the old people moving on the road.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
为什么你敢开快车呢
？Why do you dare speed?
前面看得很清楚。
It happens only when you're clear.
清心的人也是如此。
This is the same way for those who are pure in heart.
清心的人
，A person who is pure in heart,
走路弯来弯去。
Need not move from side to side.
不必弯腰，不必这个左右弯曲。
When he speaks, he can speak directly.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他的心清洁
，his heart is pure.
直接对上帝负责
，he is completely reliable.
用词讲造就人的话
，he is careful with his words to encourage and to construct.
他的话就产生了超过他预期的果效。
And so his words have better result than it meant.
所以我们不能一心两意。
We should not have be too hard.
一心两意的人不要盼望从上帝那里得到什么东西。
Those who have two different motives should not expect God to give them.
丹麦的哲学家齐克果
，The Danish philosopher Kierkegaard，
他写了一篇文章叫做《清心的人有福了》。
Wrote an article about blessed are the pure in heart.
那他们怎么解释什么叫做清心
？How did he explain this？
他说，清心就是专一一致。
He said a person who is pure in heart is focused.
什么叫做专一一致呢
？What does being focused mean？
单单有一个动机。
It means there's only one motive.
就是讨上帝的喜悦。
And this one motive is to be pleasing to God.
一个人的心只讨上帝的喜悦。
If a person is only interested in being pleasing,
这一个人讲的话一定造就人。
The words he speak of will be encouraging.
一个人心里只讨上帝的喜悦。
If a person is determined to be pleasing to God,
这个人心里一定干净的。
His heart will be pure.
所以清心跟专一是不能分开的。
And so purity of the heart is linked with being focused.
圣经哥林多后书里面有这句话。
Second Corinthians have a sentence.
对你们所发的愤恨
，the hatred, the wrath I have towards you，
就像上帝心中的愤恨一样。
It's like the wrath in the heart of God。
保罗对哥林多教会的人说
，The apostle Paul said to the Corinthians，
我已经把你许配了一个丈夫。
I have already betrothed you to a husband。
要你们专一清洁的心来对待他。
That with a heart of purity you will treat him。
免得像我们的始祖夏娃听了蛇的话，他就分心，他就败坏。
So that you are not like Eve who was divided because she heard the words of the devil. How are we like before God? Are we people that were pleasing only to Him? Last week I was preaching in my own church. I said that if there are three conditions, a person will always make mistakes. And people took out their pen and they want to write it down.
那我说第一,
I say firstly, if you think about money first, you will surely make mistakes. If you serve money in life, you will make a lot of mistakes.
第二,
secondly, if you think of yourself first, you will make a lot of mistakes.
第三,
thirdly, thirdly, if you always look to please others, you will make mistakes. After I preach this, I preach more than an hour.
第二个礼拜他来找我了。
The second Sunday, that person came and looked for me. He said, I cannot remember anything except these three things.
我越想越感到是对的。
The more I think about it, the more I think it's right.
原来就这么简单。
It is so simple.
我们很多事情做错。
We make a lot of mistakes in life.
什么先想钱。
Because we think about money first.
无论做什么先想钱。
No matter what we do, we think about money first. Then you will make a mistake.
为了使新加坡人有17,000个人可以得到工作的机会, 那么就开赌博场, 这就错了。
To have a casino so that you can generate 17,000 jobs is wrong.
你想的是钱,
you think about money first. And you don't care about ethics.
民族的人格的建设就不管了,
the construction of the character of your people.
无论做什么事,
so no matter what you do, you think about money first, you will make a mistake.
一样,
secondly,
无论做什么事,
whatever you do,
先讲自己跟自己利,
if you think about yourself and your own goodness first, you will make a mistake. Thirdly,
无论做什么,
no matter what you do,
你先想讨人的喜欢,
if you want to be pleasing to others,
你一定错,
you will.
你看见所有被上帝重用的先知,
all great prophets of God,
他们都从这三件事被释放出来,
are released from these three constraints.
他们不计较利害关系,
they do not look for profit and loss.
他们不顾自己的生死问题,
they are not afraid of their own death.
他们不顾人的情愿跟对他们的喜悦,
they are not interested in pleasing others.
所以你讨上帝的喜悦,
so you want to be pleasing to God,
不是为自己的权益,
not for your own good,
你不是为钱财的问题,
not for money,
你不是为自己的面子,
not for your own face.
只讨上帝的喜悦,
if you are only pleasing to God,
你做的事一定会对的,
all the things you do will be right.
虽然做对的事人不喜欢,
although others may not like it,
虽然很多人喜欢你做错事,
maybe people are looking for you to fall,
或者你做错的事可以讨很多人的喜悦,
maybe people will be pleased when you fall,
但你与真理之间的关系就脱节了。
If you do that, your relationship with the truth will be lost. May the Lord help us. This is the same way we
start back.
Do we say words just to be pleasing to others? Do we say things that are good for ourselves? Do we say things that are not related to the glory of God? When you are pure in heart and are pleasing to God,
动机专一清洁的时候,
when your motive is focused on being pure,
你就像一个已经擦漂亮擦干净的玻璃看得很清楚,
like a clean windscreen, you can see very clearly.
你可以看见上帝,
you will be able to see God.
所以耶稣说, 清心的人有福了,
Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart,
他们必得见上帝,
for they shall see God.
谁是清心的人呢?
Who are people who are pure in
heart? 专一致的人,
people who are focused,
只讨上帝喜悦的人,
to be pleasing to God.
这个原则用在你眼睛上,
when you use this principle on your eyes,
只喜悦上帝的道路,
you only pleased with the puppy of God.
用在你耳朵上,
you use the principle of the ears.
你只听上帝的话语,
you only hear the word of God.
你用在你的舌头上,
when you use it on your tongue,
只讲造就人的话,
you speak words of encouragement only.
不应当用这个舌头来颂赞上帝,
so you should not use this tongue to praise God.
你用这个舌头去咒诅按上帝形象样式被造的,
and then curse people made in God's image.
因为这是上帝所不需要的事情,
this is not what God is pleased with.
接下来雅各又讲什么话语,
and James said,
雅各说呢, 我的弟兄啊, 这是不应当的,
my brothers, this should not be.
泉源能从一个眼里面发出甜苦两样的水吗?
Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring?
甜的水从这个泉源出来,
a sweet water from this source, and the bitter water from another source. From the same source, this cannot be.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
一个泉源
，The same source，
喷出了一种新质的水出来
，Will have a water of a certain quality。
所以你的生命如何
？The way your life is，
你的言语也如何
？Your speech will express。
圣洁的人讲出圣洁的话语出来
，A holy person will speak words that are pure。
高尚的人讲出高贵的话语出来
，A person that has a good character will speak honorable words。
低贫的人讲出低劣的话语出来
，A despicable person will speak despicable words。
自私的人讲出为自己而做的一切的事情，为自己而做的事情的话语。
A selfish person will speak words that are of benefit to himself。
你的心里有什么
？Whatever that is in your heart，
你口里就讲什么出来
？Your mouth will speak of it。
一个人一下子讲赞美，一下子讲咒诅。
If a person speak of praising on one hand and then cursing on the other，
一下子讲赐福的话，一下子讲定罪的话。
Talk about blessing and being judgmental on the other hand。
这个人一定是不诚实的。
This person is not being honest。
这个人一定是不可靠的。
Cannot be trusted。
这个一定是不真心对待人的。
He is not a person that treats others with a pure heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
从一个泉源
，from the same source,
出来的水一定是一个味道。
The water would taste the same.
从您内心出来的话也应当是如此。
This will be the case from the words you speak.
我们不要像世界上的人
，We do not follow the people of the world.
习惯地用他们的口才玩弄词句。
Who are used to manipulating others with their speech?
不要像那些不得救的人。
We should not be like those who are not saved.
用他们的口才来玩弄别人。
They manipulate others with their articulation.
人前讲人话。
They will speak like a human being before the human being.
讲鬼话。
And speak like a devil before the devil.
以为自己比人比鬼都更聪明。
As if they are more intelligent than human beings or the devil.
在人前讲人话。
So we speak like a human being before human.
正为前讲鬼话。
And the devil before the devil.
等到人鬼碰头，他就无路可走。
When the devil and the man meet together, the ploy will be destroyed.
自欺欺人的人。
This person deceives himself and others.
又是我们的口。
We control our tongue.
我们只讲荣耀上帝、造就别人的话语。
That we will only speak of words that are glorifying to God and of benefit to others.
接下去雅各怎么讲呢
？And then James says,
我的弟兄们
，My brothers,
无花果树能生出橄榄吗
？Can a fig tree bear olives?
葡萄树能结出无花果吗
？Or grapevine bear figs?
咸水里也不能发出甜水来。
Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water.
那么雅各这句话是引用耶稣所讲的话。
He was using words by Christ.
差不多同样的词语。
About the same words.
就你们能从蒺藜中间产生无花果吗
？That you cannot have figs from thistles.
你们能从这个荆棘上这葡萄吗
？Or get grapevines from the thorns.
这句话的意思是什么呢
？What does this mean?
就是好的果子一定从好的树出来的。
It means that a good fruit must come from a good tree.
坏树结坏果。
A bad tree with bad fruit.
好树结好果。
Good tree with good fruit.
所以控制我们舌头最好的办法不是制造对舌头的约束的问题。
The control of the tongue is not just a question of physical control.
我们要产生一个好的言语。
To produce good speech.
我们盼望我们的舌头成为有用的工具。
If you want our speech, our tongue to be a good tool.
唯一的办法就是你的生命要更新变化。
The only way is to transform your life.
因为这是因果律的问题。
This is a question of cause and effect.
无花果树不能从荆棘。无花果不能从荆棘里面出来。
The fig cannot come from the thistle.
葡萄不能从这个荆棘里面产生出来。
Or the grapes from the thorn bush.
照样，你无花果树不能生葡萄。
In the same manner, grapes cannot come from a fig tree.
葡萄也不能生无花果。
The grape tree cannot bear figs.
所以这是从生命跟生活的比较来讲的。
This is a comparison between our life and our lifestyle.
这样你就跟整个雅各书的主题配合起来了。
And you need to be coordinated with the whole team of James.
你的生命如何？
The way your life is,
你的生活也如何
？The way your lifestyle will be.
你信仰如何
？The way your faith is.
你的行为也如何
？The way your deeds will be.
你与神之间的关系如何
？The way the relationship with God is.
人之间的关系如何
？The way your relationship with man is.
你隐藏的是真理。
If you have the truth with you,
你传讲的是真的话语。
You will preach of the truth.
如果你隐藏的是邪恶。
If you harbor evil,
讲的都是仇恨。
The things you talk about is hatred.
如果你内心是自私的
，If there's selfishness in your life,
讲的话是彰显自己的愚昧。
Your words will manifest your ignorance.
如果你内心是宽容大量的
，But if there's generosity in your life,
你的话就充满宽恕了解。
Your words will be filled with forgiveness and
understanding. 如果你里面是有丰富生命的
，If there's an abundance life in you,
你讲的话是使人的生命到了更丰盛的地步。
Your words will enable others to lead a more abundant life.
如果你内心是充满盼望的
，If there's hope in your life.
你把生命的光点在别人的面前。
You will light up the light of life in the life of others.
叫人看见你就看见了新的盼望，新的方向。
That they will see a new direction and a new hope.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们每天都在讲话。
Every day we are speaking.
我们每个月讲了很多话。
Every month we are speaking.
我们每年讲了无数的话。
Every year we speak countless sentences.
今天晚上我们就自己问自己说
，This evening we want to ask ourselves，
我为什么讲话
？Why do I speak？
我讲什么话
？What do I speak of？
我对谁讲话
？To whom shall I speak？
我对他讲话的目的是什么
？What is the purpose of my speech？
我讲话可能的后果是什么
？What are the consequences of my
speech？ 这个话跟我内在的生命的关系是什么
？What is the relationship between what I say of and what my life is？
这些问题融会贯通以后。
When you think through all these things,
让你在上帝的面前
before God,
重新建立信仰
reconstruct your faith,
重新纠正你良心的方向
realign the direction of your conscience,
重新清洁你的动机
cleanse once again your conscience,
重新献上你的舌头
once again dedicate your tongue,
主啊，我的肢体愿你献给义做奴仆。
Oh Lord, I'm willing to give up my body as a slave to righteousness.
我不但是全身属于你的。
Not only is my entire body yours.
身上的每一个肢体都是你的。
Every organ in my body belong to you.
我的舌头愿你献做义的奴仆。
My tongue should be a slave to righteousness.
顺从真理。
To be obedient to the truth.
讲正义。
To speak of the truth.
只为真理做见证。
To bear witness for the truth.
只要叫人得造就。
That others may be encouraged.
应当讲的话。一定要讲。
I must speak of things that I should speak of.
如果对别人没有帮助的
，If it is not helpful to others，
对真理没有见证的
，Not a witness to the truth，
对上帝没有荣耀归给他的
，Not glorifying to God，
我无论我都不讲。
I will not speak of this，
因为我的舌头是按照上帝的形象造的。
Because my tongue is made in His likeness，
我为舌头的功用感谢上帝，把恩典赐给我。
I give thanks to God for this function that He gave me this grace。
我更要为舌头要受的审判恐惧战惊。面对上帝的公义
，But I also tremble in fear because of the judgment that has come because of my tongue.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这是人的智慧
，This is the wisdom of man.
控制舌头开始
，It starts with the control of the tongue.
生命的丰盛产生有益处的言语开始
，It starts when the meaningful words come from the abundance of our life.
这样
，In this manner，
每一个人跟你接触的时候。
When people come to see you,
每一个人听你讲话的时候
，When people listen to you,
一定得到帮助
，They will that
一定得到建立
，They will be built up，
他们的生命就不一样了
，Then your life will be different。
请问
，My question is，
有多少人因为你讲的话，生命点燃意义起来了
？How many people because of what you say have new meaning in their lives？
再请问
，Another question，
有多少人听你讲一番话，整个生命消沉下去
？How many people have become depressed because of the things you say？
我们以下的生命。
The life that we have left,
我们以后的日子
，the days that are to come,
做一个讲话造就人的基督徒
，let us be a Christian who is constructive and encouraging.
只出恩言
，only words of grace,
不出咒语
，not words of curses.
只荣耀上帝
，words that glorify God.
不是为了败坏人
，not to destroy others.
只讲神属性的话语
，words that are like God.
不与魔鬼合作。
Not words that are in cooperation with
the devil. 愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们的口
，that our mouth,
舌头
，our tongue,
成为真理的见证人。
Become witness for the truth.
成为生命树结出果子来。
That we become tree of life with the fruits of life.
直到我们见主面的日子。
Until we see God.
我们大家站起来。
Let us rise.
十字架，十字架，永是我你。